Huh?
Oh, hi, Jesse.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, all right.
Good, good to hear. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Probably. Cancel the services.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 30th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance, okay? But the good news is you're only past due for $249 because come December 30th, it'll be past due for $498. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. So how come you're wanting to cancel?
Well, I haven't got anything.
I see. Let me look here.
Like not even one, not even a hint of anything. So why would I pay $200 and some a month when it's costing me $200 and some a month and not making me no money? That's what
yeah,
I told him when I first
brought
it. I says, the thing is that I don't want to be paying $249 a month when it's going to be costing me $249 a month. I said, if it makes me money, then I'm happy with paying for it, but like not even nothing.
Okay, so I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me
and
that
it took like
you...
forever for Google to get if it's even on there yet.
So your program includes 2 components. It includes the Google first page placement, but also the Facebook ads. And then, of course, we do all the directories and the website and the hosting and the mobile optimization, meaning that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets. So in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found through the Facebook ads 6,552 times. You've had 50 clicks to your site and 10 leads on the dashboard, which are coming in through the tracking number that we've provided for you. So I'm thinking that you've probably gotten at least some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I've never got a call. I changed my number, and I told Local Splash I changed my number. And then they says, oh, we can't change your number till we get it approved. And I says, whatever.
Okay. So on the Google, the Bing, the website, Facebook, Yelp, Merchant Circle, Manta, 48 directories, go ahead.
And I also said that in my local area, there ain't going to be hardly any business until about 90 miles out. And I said, so it would be pointless for Google to be right where I am because it ain't even going to pull up where the actual businesses are.
Right. So you're in Redmond?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your target area? What is that city 90 miles out that you typically like to...
Well, Provo, but... Now I'm thinking I'll just do St. George.
Okay.
A lot higher end homes.
Provo and St. George.
Well, they're the opposite way. I mean, St. George is where, and I was talking to someone about the Google thing, and they said I'd have to send a Google verification card to someone that lives in St. George. Which I got where I'd be staying when I went down there and worked. And so I could do that.
Yeah,
but
that would
George,
be...
You guys might pay off.
Yeah, we can modify the address to St. George, and then all you have to do is notify the person that is going to get the new PIN code that it's coming, and when they get it, they can just text it to you or something so that you can get it to us. Because if not, you're PIN verified in Redmond, you know, but we can get the new address for St. George going as long as, like you said, you have someone that can receive the PIN code.
And then I, this in St. George, I haven't got no calls at all though on my phone from like the number.
There's
like,
10 leads on the dashboard. So there's one from Friday from a Ken Winchell. He called from 435-491-0301. And then there's another one on November 30th from 435-896-9911. Another one from Logan, Utah.
I haven't looked at my dashboard for a while because it wasn't ever nothing on there, and then I don't even know if they changed my number over so it calls my new phone. What happened? My phone broke, and they wouldn't give me a new phone unless my new phone,
So we have this phone number that's forwarding to this number, 435-979-0080.
Yeah.
Let me test it real quick just to see. So I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you, and I'm going to call the tracking number, and I just want to see if it gets to you just so that we can. I will call you from the other line. So this one will probably just go on hold, but I'll come back once we know. If you see that other line calling, you can pick it up, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on one moment. I came back to you. I'm going to do it from my cell phone because I tried to do it from the system and it wouldn't let me do it while we were on a call. So
oh,
let me see.
That.
So 435-500-5205. So when I call that, we'll see what happens.
Thank you for calling Quantum Shine Pressure Washing. Please press 1 if you are a new client.
Okay, I'm going to press 1 and it's should be ringing, and it should say local leads, or it should say 435-500-5205 on your caller ID.
Yeah, it's not ringing.
It's not ringing. Okay, let's see if it keeps ringing where it goes to. One second. Oh, it just cut off. Okay. So for some reason, it didn't get to you. So there's another number on the account, 435-287-9343. Is that
That's
an old
number?
That's
my old number.
Okay. So it's not saying that it's forwarding to that old number, but I definitely want to have the technicians look into this because you didn't get the test call that I just did. So I can have them look into it. And if there's a problem with the tracking number, they can fix it for you.
Okay. So, I mean.
In the meantime,
I don't see why I should have to pay for something when it ain't working either.
Right. I can screenshot the calls that came in through the dashboard so that you can at least get back to them. You know what I mean? Because there were some calls
as recent as
Friday. Send it to in an email. That way you can follow up with, you know, and see what was going on.
Okay.
You'll have the caller ID and whatnot. And then a couple of things I can do to help you out on the back end is you pay $249 monthly with us. I can put you into the corporate rate of $229 monthly. That would at least save you $20 off your past due balance. And then, as an option, your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, Jesse, you
And then I should be getting a free month because I referred someone that got services.
Oh, really? Okay. So have they been with us for 30 days already?
Yep.
Okay. So what is their business information? I'll check that out.
Because if you, roadside services.
Interstate roadside services. Do you know what city they're out of?
Salina.
Okay, let's look.
It might be service. I'm not sure.
I think I found one. I found one on towing service in Salina. Let me look and see. Okay. So these guys have been with us. Let me look.
They would have joined right after I did. Pretty certain.
Okay, let me look. 9:30 is when they joined on September 30th. And then, oh yeah, you joined on September 30th too, so you told your buddy about it right away, like that same day.
Yeah, like I was on the phone with the guy that set me up. I was on the phone with my friend at the same time. I called him, right?
Oh, wow. Okay, okay, so let me just see here. I'm going to put his username in the notes. I'll put...
Because he said he set it all up so it would show, but apparently...
He did. Oh, no, but your buddy did set up an account, so let me just see here. I'll put priority note, client referred, and then I'll put your buddy's company in here. Client referred, Chadwick.
Yep, that's him.
On 9:30, eligible for service credit. So I can apply the service credit for you. And what that covers is the actual Google portion of the subscription. So if I put the service credit on here, it would lower the past due balance to just 100 for the Facebook ads. Or
well,
I could take the Facebook.
You said it was a free month.
It is. It's a free month of our service, but the Facebook ads, we have to take $100 and send it to Facebook to run the ads for you. So if we don't have that $100 coming in, we don't have it to send them. So what I could do is you have an option where you could take your Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $129 monthly, and it would give you the service credit for the September 30th payment. I mean, the November 30th payment, which means you would be paid in full till December 30th. But then those Facebook ads would pause. Or you could keep them on and I'll apply the service credit. And then you're just paying $100 for the Facebook ads for this month. And then next month you resume at the $229. And
okay.
Either way, I'm going to push your next billing out 30 days for you because I don't want you to pay even $100 today and then have another payment on December 30th, right? So once you pay, I'll push the next one out for a full month for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll keep them, but I ain't going to be able to make any payment today. I ain't got no money at this time. But if I call them people and one of them needs me to go do something for them, then I will have money.
Okay.
I won't have money till like the fourth Wednesday of this month.
Okay. Revisions.
And then, who do I tell the information to about the St. George?
I was going to just ask you if I could put that in the notes right now. The technicians won't do any type of programming on an account while it's in a past due status, but once we get the payment up to speed, we'll initiate that St. George PIN verification to go out. So what is that address?
Oh, shoot. So I know it, but I don't know it right off the top of my head.
Okay.
How about if we do this?
Because I don't want it to have a digit off and then next minute you're going to, I'm going to send you an email that says your account and it just talks about the payment failing, but the extension on there, 777, will come directly to me. So you can reply to that email with your address for St. George. That way you can verify it before I update it. You know, I don't want to put in the wrong thing. And then I'm going to send you that second email with the screenshots of the calls that you received. Now, the most recent one will be me, the one that I called to test it, Tina Togafau, so you don't have to worry about that. That was a test. But you'll see the other phone numbers and information on there so that you can possibly follow up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'll put leads from your call tracking number. Yeah, so you can reply to that email when you get it with the St. George address, and then at least I can put it in the account, and then once paid, we'll update it for you, okay?
All righty.
Okay, so we have a game plan. So, thank you for explaining everything to me. I understand where we're going with this. And in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome, Jesse. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.